Okay, for the next while, we just finished the 3 weeks, Tisha B'Av, other dinim. There are dinim that are not learned that often, are very important, and now the whole month of Tishri is coming. It's called the dinim of Yom Tov. It's a lot of halachas, what you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, what you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. So we know that there's the days of Yom Tov biblically, like you have one day Rosh Hashanah biblically, one day Yom Kippur, one day Sukkot, one day Shmini Atzeres, one day Pesach, one day the last day of Pesach, one day Shavuos. Then the Chachamim added, obviously, the second day Yom Tov, except by Yom Kippur. And the reason for that is because we didn't know exactly, there was no calendars. At that time, even though they had a calendar, they didn't go according to the calendar. But what they would do is, when the witnesses saw the moon, which, by the way, if you didn't do Kiddush Levana last night, there's a beautiful Levana tonight. But when Bezdin, the witnesses, saw the new moon, they came to Bezdin. Bezdin proclaimed, based on the testimony of the witnesses, Bezdin said, okay, today's Rosh Chodesh. How did everybody know in the Eretz Yisrael, or outside of Eretz Yisrael, how did everybody know when Rosh Chodesh was? There was no communications like we have today. So originally the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says they would light torches on top of a mountain, and the next mountain would see the torches, and they would light, and they would light, and they would light, and soon the whole Eretz Yisrael was able to know when Rosh Chodesh was. So then the troublemakers came, and they would light the torches on the wrong night, so everybody got mixed up. So Bezdin stopped that process. So what did Bezdin do? Bezdin sent out shluchim, messengers, that to tell everybody when Rosh Chodesh was. And there's a lot of dinim, they're allowed to go on Shabbos, they're not allowed to go on Shabbos, but there are a lot of issues. The bottom line is, the shluchim did not get everywhere in 15 days. Because Pesach is on the 15th, Sukkot is on the 15th, Shavuos they really didn't need because Shavuos is 49 days after the second day of Pesach, so that they didn't even need, and there's a whole lumdus about that, so why do we have 2 days Shavuos when really we should have 1 day. But besides that, we'll get to that in a second. So the bottom line was, Bezdin sent out shluchim. So there are certain places the shluchim were able to get before the 15th. So the people in those towns knew when Rosh Chodesh was, therefore they were able to figure out 15th of Nisan is Pesach, 15th of Tishri is Sukkot. A lot of places outside of Eretz Yisrael, since in fact, it's a lot of things that there's an interesting machlekes rishonim, if the whole Eretz Yisrael found out, and not the whole Eretz Yisrael found out, but the bottom line is, outside of Eretz Yisrael, they couldn't find out. Now, Rosh Chodesh could be one of 2 days. Like we know in the Jewish calendar today, 1 month is 29 days, 1 month is 30 days. Why does 1 month have 29 days and 1 month have 30 days? Because the real lunar calendar, lunar month, is 29, approximately 29 and a half days. So that's how long a lunar month is. But you can't make Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day. You can't make Rosh Chodesh at 1 o'clock. So therefore, in the calendar, 1 month is 29, 1 month is 30, except Kislev and Cheshvan. But even in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, because people didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was, it was possible to be one of 2 days. So because of that, the Chachamim instituted, you keep 2 days Yom Tov. Okay? The interesting thing is, there's a some sefer that explains, so why by Shavuos do we have 2 days? Shavuos is 49 days after Pesach. So by then, everybody would know already when Pesach was, so then you would automatically know when Shavuos was. And he says that the reason is, I mean, this is before the some sefer, but the reason is not to differentiate between one chag and the next. Not to differentiate between Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuos. The Pesach has 2 days and Sukkot has 2 days and Shavuos is 1 day. We want to make all the things uniform. So Chassam Sefer says, based on that, the second day Shavuos is not a doubt. It's a definite. It's not a doubt. It's actually a definite. Okay, so we have 2 days Yom Tov because the Shluchim weren't able to get there. So even though today we have a calendar, and today we know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is, and we know exactly when Yom Tov is. But nevertheless, as the Gemara uses the expression, Minig Aviseinu B'yadeinu, it's what's called an English tradition, and because they kept 2 days, we're going to keep 2 days.
How come not Yom Kippur, thank God?
There are opinions that would say Rabbi Yechon used to fast 2 days Yom Kippur.
Really?
Yeah. And the reason for that is because it's too tough, and we do know when Rosh Chodesh is, so the Chum Pasha have pity on us.
Basically, all of the Yom Tovim that we have, is we are the ones who make it holy.
Not we, Bezdin.
I mean Bezdin, but no. I'm saying Klal Yisrael.
No.
Bezdin. So the point is, if we made it a second day, so it's Yom Tov, I mean, because Klal Yisrael...
Yeah, but it's Midrabanan Yom Tov. The Chachamim made it Yom Tov because Minatayit is not Yom Tov.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that Al Yom Tov is really an hour of Shus, no?
Yeah, but once Bezdin proclaims it, it's only one day Yom Tov. Bezdin can make one day Yom Tov when they want. But the Pearl, I mean, is the famous, one of the reasons why they ousted Ram Gamliel as the leader, because Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, who were colleagues, were arguing when Rosh Hashanah was. According to the base of the witnesses. So Ram Gamliel, who was the Nasi, ordered Rabbi Yeshua to come to him on the day that Rabbi Yeshua made was, according to his calculation, would be Yom Kippur. He made him come to him with his walking stick and his money pouch to show, and Rabbi Shua listened, by the way, Rabbi Shua came. Because Ram Gamliel was in us. He said, listen, if this is what Taitav says, this is what Taitav says. So they would argue even then. But Lepero, once Bezdin Paskins, that this, but when Rosh Chodesh was, Ela merde, Hashem merde, Ked, Hashem tikro, Eisem merdem, Atem, Afil, Mezidim, Shegen, Mutoim. Doesn't matter, when Bezdin did, what? Yeah, you don't do extra day Chanuk either. It's midrabanan. And they only had to know really for the korbanos. The important thing was the korbanos, which korbanos to bring, whether it was a regular weekday, besides malacha, that we're going to learn soon about. But
Purim is all the mitzvah that you have to know.
So Purim is, why should it be 2 days? I mean, there is a certain respect, 2 days, Shushim Purim. But the bell is not because of Sfeika the Yomid.
What is Shushim Purim
anyway? Huh?
What is Shushim?
You're Persian?
No, but what is...
You're Persian.
Yeah.
You don't know what Shushan is?
No, I know. What is
Shushan? Hamadan.
No, I know. On the calendar.
He's from Hamadan? Half of him.
No, one quarter. No, but what is... I mean... If,
yeah?
No, but what is the... I mean, what is Shushan? We don't do anything on Shushan.
Well, Yerushalayim, that's when they keep it.
Huh?
In Yerushalayim, they keep Shushim Purim, not
okay,
our day. What do you mean, okay?
So, not here. I mean.
So, yeah, but it's the day of No Tachlon. Because it's still a celebration. Okay, so anyway, like this. What?
They don't keep 2 days on Shushim.
Because it's not exactly 29 and a half days. It's 29 and a half days plus. So if you keep every dime separate, 29:30, 29:30, 29:30, you're going to still be off. Eventually, you're going to be off. So twice a year, why cheshbon and kisidran? There's a whole cheshbon. But sometimes cheshbon could be what's called kisidran. Tishrei has 30 days. So sometimes cheshbon will have 29, and then kisidran will have 30. That's called kisidran, 30, 29, 30. Sometimes kisidran and cheshbon will both be missing. Sometimes it's called chaser. And sometimes they'll be both malei. So it depends on the year and the various, the way the calendar was set up. The calendar was set up, as we learned in the past, by a grandson of Hillel, his name was also Hillel. The grandson of Hillel Azakim was the one that instituted the calendar, by the way, which basically lasts forever. But even what we do in the calendar, Paskim, right, is also based on Bezdin. The Bezdin said that's when Rosh Chodesh will be. So it's all up to Bezdin.
But even then, they already knew exactly when the Rosh Chodesh will be.
Well, Bezdin anyway figured out the calculus, what the Rambam Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh is. Before the witnesses came, by the way, Bezdin themselves figured out, according to astronomy, when Rosh Chodesh could be. Okay, they really didn't need the Eidus, but the Torah says it has to be Al Yidei Eidus. The Rambam writes when Mashiach comes, we're going back to the old system of Eidim, not the calendar.
Yeah, but they're going to announce it on the TV.
They'll announce it, then it'll be instant, everybody will know. Not only that, if it's on Facebook, people know before it happens that it's Rosh Chodesh. So that's what's going to be. Mashiach will come. We're going back to the old style. But yeah, but the Bezdin basically made Rosh Chodesh, and that's what it is. Okay, so now we have Yom Tov. So the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is a number of things, a lot of things, by the way. But the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Ein ben Shabbos li Yom Tov ala emlachas seichel nefesh bulvat. The Mishnah says, that the only difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is what you're allowed to do for food. Yom Tov you're allowed to cook, Yom Tov you're allowed to do things for food, in food preparation, and Shabbos you're not allowed to do. Because by Shabbos it says, Kol Melacha Leisasa, and by Yom Tov it says, Kol Meleches, or it says also, Melacha Seichel Nefesh, Hu Levada Yiyasa Lechem. So it's a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Also work, but it doesn't use the word Melacha. Melacha means any work.
What about shower?
We're not learning that yet.
No, but isn't it in the Yom Tov? It's one of the things that because hot water, no?
No. Sorry, no.
How about opening hot water to wash your hands?
Okay. Yeah.
So how come?
Can we get there? We're going to learn Yom Tov on one foot. You're not a convert, and I'm not Hillel. And we're not learning the Torah on one foot. Okay. So the difference is like that. But really, there's a difference in punishment of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos, we learned already when we were learning Hilchos Shabbos, that if somebody desecrates Shabbos, there's three types of punishment. If somebody was warned that you're not, while right before to the act of desecrating Shabbos, they were told you're not allowed to desecrate Shabbos. And they did it anyway, so then they get skila. They get stoned. Somebody desecrated Shabbos intentionally. They knew you're not allowed to, and they did it anyway. So then the din was they get kodesh. Means Hashem made you die younger. And then the third thing is, which is called b'shaygig. If somebody did it accidentally, and we learned it's important to know now for Yom Tov also, and the halacha says, what's the definition of shaygig, which normally is translated as accidental, but it's not what we define as accidental. The way we speak, if you're leaning against the wall and by mistake you turn on the light, that's called accidental. But in halacha, that's not accidental. That's called, what?
What is that?
If you wait a minute, we'll tell you.
It's not unintentional, but it's accidental.
The voice coming from heaven.
In the past. But shaygig is not a mistake. It's not fair.
That's called, okay. What's that called in halacha is misasik. Means you didn't even know what you were doing. Shaygig in halacha, and this applies to Shabbos, Yom Tov, or any other thing also. Or eating, or whatever. Any issue that's b'shaygig, accidental. Accidental in halacha means you know what you're doing. You know exactly what you're doing, but you think that it's allowed to be done. That's the definition of shaygig. You know what you, if you don't know what you're doing, it's not called shaygig. That is no punishment
what's
for on Shabbos.
What's an
anus? Anus is somebody forces you with a gun to do it.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but shaygig means accidental. Halacha definition of accidental means I know what I'm doing, but I think I'm allowed to. What's the two examples of that in halacha? The two general rules. Either I know what I'm doing, but I forgot it's Shabbos. I know what I'm doing, but I forgot it's Shabbos. Or I know it's Shabbos, and I think I'm allowed to do this on Shabbos. To give you a simple example. A guy wakes up in the morning, and he turns on the light. Okay?
And he knows it's Shabbos.
And that, yeah, he knew what he was doing. He knows he's turning on the light. But he forgot that it's Shabbos. That's shaygig. That, you have to bring a korban chatas. You have to bring a sin offering. Okay? So by Shabbos, it's like this. Intentionally warned, you get stoned. Intentionally not warned, Hashem kodesh. If you did it accidentally, again, you know what you're doing, but you thought that you're allowed to do. You didn't know you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. I know it's Shabbos. I know what I'm cooking, but I thought I'm allowed to cook on Shabbos. Yeah? So that's called shaygig, and then you have to bring a korban. By Yom Tov, there's no capital punishment for desecrating Yom Tov. If you desecrate Yom Tov, obviously accidentally, so you have to bring a korban. What happens if somebody desecrates Yom Tov intentionally, and they were warned, and they desecrated Yom Tov anyway, so then it's only Malkus. They only get lashes.
Only.
Only is pretty tough, the lashes.
39.
But 39 lashes. I mean, they evaluated you how much you're able to handle. But if you're up to 39.
Why no stoning?
Because the Torah says so. By Yom Tov, the Torah doesn't say any punishment. It's a lav. It's only a lav. And the rule is, by a regular lav, that the Torah doesn't say there's capital punishment. If it's a lav that has action to it, and not lav anita class, say whatever, then the din is, you get malchus.
Lashes.
So Yom Tov, you get lashes.
How hard is lashes?
Come to me afterwards, I'll show you.
No, I mean, like,
are you kidding?
Yom Kippur.
Kill the guy. It was a calf thing and a zetzed you on there. You lay down and, are you kidding? You kill. No, that you do Erev Yom Kippur. Malchus then, are you kidding? That to evaluate the person, how many he's going to be able to handle without dying. Remember, you guys are a bunch of babies, but the older
more
ones
game,
here.
The more game.
Singapore, remember when they gave lashes to the kid in Singapore?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, but you know, there's an uproar in the world. What are they going to give him? 3 lashes? I think 5 lashes? I don't remember, whatever it was. And the world, there was an uproar. Those were lashes were not as strict, not as hard as the Besdin's lashes.
Sugar cane,
yeah. So that's it, okay. Maharaj, Jesus, and Maharaj, 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 and Mahar